TCM Podcast, all about Chinese medicine. Welcome to a new episode at Traditional Chinese Medicine, TCM Podcast. Today we are going to talk about the Schumann Resonances Healing Waves. We are going to review and basically learn about how the sounds work, basically how we can use them in healing waves, why the Schumann waves are basically therapeutics, and we will learn more about the natural ways of healing. To be able to do that, we have to learn a bit and to review more about physics and about basically cosmology. So let's begin. And we all know that the entire physical universe consists of pure energy and vibrations. Unfortunately, vibrations and pure energy are mostly unknown to human beings, and we know just a small fraction of it. But everything vibrates at a certain frequency, widely known as electromagnetic energies, with certain effects on the planet Earth and all living beings. An electromagnetic field is an area of space filled with magnetic and electric energy, and those fields are everywhere. High frequency electromagnetic radiation like X-rays and gamma rays, it's ionizing and might be harmful to people, while visible light, which is low-frequency electromagnetic radiation, are so-called non-ionizing, or, and better to say, they're safe to humans. In some cases, they even have healing properties. We might say that they might cure some diseases. So, electromagnetic fields are produced by any device that uses electricity, but are mostly produced naturally. A large, low-frequency electromagnetic field is produced by the Earth's core as a part of our atmosphere called the magnetosphere. To know more about how those so-called Schumann's resonance healing waves operate, we should learn more about Earth and surrounding layers. And we should know that Earth is surrounded by a layer of electrically charged particles called the ionosphere, which is situated about 80 kilometers from the crust. The ionosphere forms a so-called capacitor with Earth. This means that there is a difference in electrical potential between the Earth being negatively charged and the ionosphere being positively charged. This is a fundamental type of electrical generator. The solar winds interacting with the upper atmosphere rotation act as a collector and brushes of a generator. The lower atmosphere can be seen as a storage battery for this gradient potential. The ionosphere protects us from harmful radiation from the sun and deep space. However, some electrical waves may cause or are linked with pathological changes in human cells and may cause abnormal changes in immune responses. So, let's talk about Schumann resonances. And we should know that Earth's ionosphere, which I already mentioned, produces a pulsation, which are basically the set of electromagnetic waves that bounce around the Earth, usually at the frequencies between 3 to 60 Hertz. It is discovered that main pulsation, Earth frequency, appear at extremely low frequencies, in which is around 7.83 Hertz. This is discovered by Winfried Otto Schumann in 1952, and since then it is known as the Schumann resonance. The Schumann resonances are a set of frequencies produced by electromagnetic waves in Earth's lower ionosphere and distributed with the help of the Earth's surface around the planet. Such frequencies cause repeating nature Earth electromagnetic, well, we can say heartbeat energies, and is naturally excited by electric currents in lighting. Electromagnetic fields are also created and amplified by the regular occurrence of lightning storms around the world. We know that there are many lightnings and thunders, but I'm not sure that you know that at any given time about 2,000 thunderstorms across the globe produce around 50 lightning events per second. Schumann resonances have been used to track global lightning activity due to connection between lightning activity and Earth's climate seen in global temperature variations. It is possible to monitor global temperature with the Schumann resonances. Electromagnetic field around the Earth reach our bodies and affect the charges inside of it. Our bodies have its own electrostatic field. Even particles of DNA can produce electromagnetic fields. A large number of studies have identified significant physical, biological, and health effects associated with changes in solar and geomagnetic activity. So let's talk a bit about Schumann's resonance effect on people. Our brains adapt and resonance to electromagnetic planetary frequencies. The organization of all cells is formed by stimulation of various electrodynamic fields. Schumann's resonance are closely related to human brain waves. There are correlations between the Schumann resonance and the human brain rhythms. It is found many interlinked health issues related to disturbed circadian rhythms in people separated from the Earth's frequency. Many health issues are treated successfully after having been exposed to 7.83 Hz, which is basically Schumann resonance waves. We might speculate that the human brain's nature resonates in different frequencies to balance with the planetary cycles. It has been proven that human autonomous nervous system responds to changes in solar and geomagnetic activity, affecting human health and human performances. Irregular physiological rhythms were successfully restored after being exposed even to a 10 Hz electrical field as well. The brain, through the nervous system, transmits electro-low frequency signals throughout the body. Such vibrations are distinguished by the speed with which neurons fire in cycles per second. Humans' electromagnetic energies are mostly defined by different brain frequencies or different states of consciousness, which are measured by electroencephalogram in microvolts. Schumann's resonances are manifested at several frequencies related to brain waves and can express five different states of consciousness, such as beta, alpha, delta, theta, and gamma waves, which are comparable to the frequencies on a radio. Changes in those frequencies are linked to behavior and physiological changes. The most common and stable resonances out of 77.83 Hz. So those waves maintain our body's internal clock and affect sleep patterns and hormonal secretion. Alpha brain waves, which are about from 8 to 12 Hz, indicates a relaxed state of mind and a readiness to learning. It is present during sleeping and light meditative state of mind. Many neurological studies have shown that learning in alpha state enhances the performance of students. It is the entry point to deeper states of consciousness. Theta brain waves, which is basically within the range of 4 to 7 Hz, are linked to deep meditation and deeper state of mental concentration and dreaming. It is linked to stress reduction, deep learning and intuition. Gamma waves, which are 25 to 60 Hz, are closely linked to multitask processes such as modulated perception and consciousness. Beta waves, 12 to 25 Hz, within the range it operates, it's related to cognitive state of consciousness and outside world. It does present alertness, decision-making and readiness to focus state of mind. Delta waves, which are from 0 to 4 Hz, are present during deepest meditation and dreamless state, such as sleep. Delta wave stimulates healing processes in the body, as it triggers production of a growth hormone, which is linked in healing and regeneration. What's interesting is that the fact the Schumann resonance frequency, which are 7.83, falls between the alpha brainwave and the theta brainwave. Among the five types of brainwaves, the alpha brainwave is in the middle and is associated with relaxation. It is no surprise that this frequency helps us feel relaxed and facilitate a state of consciousness and open intuitive learning. Some research suggests that electromagnetic fields may play a role in regulating our bodily functions and maintaining health. There are many body functions related to Schumann resonance influences. One of those are immune system. So Schumann resonance waves are well received by brains influencing the serotonin-melatonin balance. As we are aware, melatonin is a hormone that the pineal gland of the brain produces in response to darkness and helps with our internal clock, which is basically circadian rhythms, in order to manage our natural sleep cycle. In addition, melatonin is involved in immune mechanism and is an antioxidant for cells reparation. Serotonin plays several roles in your body, including influencing learning, memory, happiness, as well as regulating body temperature, sleep, sexual behavior and hunger. Serotonin plays a key role in staving off anxiety and depression. In summary, electromagnetic waves, especially Schumann resonance waves, help regulate our body's internal clock, affect sleep patterns and hormonal secretion. Endocrine system is very much connected to diurnal circadian circle through melatonin-serotonin system, which operate between the pineal gland and the hypothalamus. A very important part of the hypothalamus is the suprachiasmatic nucleus, or SCN, because it contains the biological clock. Melatonin modulates the functional sensitivity of the serotonin receptors. Cells in living beings respond between 3 to 25 Hz, and a brain-alike electromagnetic system is synchronized by the Schumann's resonance signal. Scientists found that 7.83 Hz is the dominant brain wave rhythm of all mammals in alpha or resting state. The frequency from about 0.1 Hz influences circulatory system, while 7.8 Hertz stimulates hippocampus, for instance 10 Hertz circadian rhythms influences, and the 33 Hertz is influenced, or better say balances, lymphatic system. For example, research has been found that applied Schumann resonance weak electromagnetic signal can help healing acute multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's syndrome. Our body, especially internal organs, such as brains, is sensitive to changes in geomagnetic fields because human control systems are based on mechanism of electrical conduction. With the same fashion, our physiology can be interfered by geomagnetic storms. For example, one study found that artificially created geomagnetic storms were associated with loss of circadian patterns in the rhythms of cardiac functions. So that was basically influences of Schumann's resonance of immune or endocrine system, and of course it might also influence other systems such as related to sleeping. Many scientific studies concluded that extremely low frequency from about 3 Hz to 30 Hz with frequencies similar to Schumann resonances may improve quality of sleep for people suffering from insomnia. Basically, we mentioned already that Schumann resonance does influence melatonin-serotonin balance. So, reduction of insomnia is evident after people being exposed to Schumann resonance for only 4 weeks' time. Related to cardiovascular system, as it is regulated with melatonin receptors in the heart, arteries and lungs, researchers around the globe, especially in Japan, found that people who were systematically exposed to Schumann resonance days, because they are those days of lightning, for about 4 weeks' time, significantly improved their cardiovascular conditions. It is found that both systolic blood and diastolic pressure tend to be lower on enhanced Schumann resonance days. Studies concluded that Schumann resonances have an effect on blood pressure and heart rate and overall improve human's health. About the previously mentioned that Schumann resonance fall between the alpha and theta waves, we should understand that it has been known that alpha and theta waves music therapy significantly increases alpha and reduces beta activity over time in patients with major depression, schizophrenia, or anxiety symptoms. Schumann resonance waves are greatly beneficial for patients with schizophrenia as well. Schumann resonance music therapy may be a possible therapeutic approach to chronic pain, as it might relieve the patient's negative emotions in chronic pain therapy. Other benefits of Schumann resonance waves are increased focus, concentration, motivation, improved confidence and better long-term memory, and enhance psychomotor performances and mood in general. To listen to Schumann resonance waves, a person will need a pair of stereo headphones and a music player of a sort. It is important to avoid using Schumann resonance waves therapy while undertaking tasks that require alertness and full attention, such as driving. Schumann resonance music is available in all major music platforms across the internet. If you do not see any health benefits from listening to particular theta waves music, it is a sign to try different alpha soundtrack or alpha wave soundtrack. It is believed that one way to manipulate all brainwave types and feel less stressed is through meditation. Regular meditation helps to increase the alpha activity and decrease beta during waking states. Meditation also enhances gamma wave state. Another effective tip is listening to binaural beats, and because they enhance specific brainwave status. And there are additional four activities, which might activate the Schumann resonance brainwaves, and there are numerous activities. They also influences the serotonin melatonin level, which are basically very significant in activation of those resonances. So we can be doing biofeedback training, for example, meditation, deep breathing, regular aerobic sport activities, yoga, tai chi chuan, qigong, and so on. So there are numerous ways basically to influence our perception of Schumann resonances, or better to say, to come into the state of where the Schumann resonance waves will be operational. And that I'll be concluding this very session. Hope you like the topic. and hope you enjoy the very beginning of this and the end of this conversation. So hope to hear you next time, and enjoy your podcast with love and light.
TCM Podcast, all about Chinese medicine.